This is Vatican Radio. I'm Tracy McClure. The loss of health and disability are never a good reason for excluding, or worse, for eliminating a person. That's what Pope Francis says in a message dated February 19th to the president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, Monsignor Carrasco de Paola. The council established by John Paul II with the publication of the motu proprio Vitae Mysterium in February 1994 is celebrating its 20th anniversary this month. In his message to the president and participants of the Council's General Assembly, Pope Francis recalls that the institution's specific task is to study and provide information and training regarding biomedical ethics and law, particularly in the promotion and defense of life. This service, the Pope writes, helps put science and technology at the service of the human person. Describing the Assembly's theme, aging and disability, as a very topical one, Pope Francis says, "In our societies, we find the tyrannical rule of an economic logic that excludes and sometimes kills." He notes that many have fallen victim to this logic, especially the elderly. Referring to our society today, the Pope uses the expression throwaway culture, which we've often heard him use before, adding that this attitude is even promoted. But he warns it is no longer simply the phenomenon of exploitation and oppression, but of something new. With exclusion, he says, the idea of belonging to the society in which one lives is struck to its very core. It no longer matters if you are powerless or live in the slums or the outskirts of society. You are simply out. People seem to forget, the Pope says, that relations between people are always based on mutual dependence, which can vary in degree according to sickness, disability, or suffering. This is where interpersonal and community relationships, he says, are needed to assist those who require help. The family teaches us to welcome and provide solidarity to others. It is the place where we learn that the loss of health is not a reason to discriminate. It shows us how to care for others. A society is truly welcoming towards life when it recognizes that life is valuable even in old age, disability, severe disease, and even when it is dying. I'm Tracy McClure.